In 1543, a law was introduced restricting the reading of the Bible in English to churchmen, noblemen, and gentry. For those ordinary people who got used to the idea of an English-speaking God, this was a real deprivation. You get an inkling of that in a brief inscription written that year by an Oxfordshire shepherd on the flyleaf of a small religious tract. It reads, "I bought this book when the Testament was abrogated that shepherds might not read it. I pray God amend that blindness." Written by Robert Williams, keeping sheep upon Saintbury Hill. By the time Williams wrote his prayer on his hillside, the course of reform in England had suffered major setbacks. In 1540, Cromwell had fallen, tossed to the executioner, after his schemes for an alliance with Europe's Lutheran princes collapsed. Unfortunately for Cromwell, the Lutheran princess, Anne of Cleves, the mail order bride he'd arranged for Henry, had turned out to be nowhere near as cute as Hans Holbein had painted her. By then, Parliament had enacted the Six Articles, which under pain of death outlawed marriage for priests and reaffirmed the sanctity of the Mass.